Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment.
Yo. Yo, so come on. Yo, Omar's coming, man. Oh!
Hey, yo, what up?
David Mino.
What?
Oh, wow. Oh. Look at this. Look at this. It's Mino in for the snake.
I am not responsible for that open, but thank you, Ham. And do we have sponsor?
American Leak Detection.
Thank you. So we have a special guest for this un-snake pit, since Corby is not here. We are joined by the Hang Zone's Dan McDowell, formerly best friend of Bob Stern.
Whoa! Hello?
Dear friend.
Oh, is it, he has intro music.
He plays his own. I love it.
Hey, explain the Secret Ranger. What does it mean?
Well,
it's a secret.
It's a secret, yeah.
Yeah.
I just, every day they shout out to somebody. And
who do we shout out today?
Yeah.
Buddy. Stay tuned.
Don't worry about it.
Listen to
Mino. Listen.
Okay.
Just listen all day, every day.
All right.
Maybe you'll find out something.
But what does it mean? What do I do with that information?
Well, if you need to know, you will know.
Well, here we're...
Write it down and put it under your pillow.
We're going to talk about the secret Cincinnati Red, Ellie De La Cruz. Because we have controversy brewing in the afternoon. Or at least I like to think it is, because it's juicy and it's fun.
Uh-huh.
I want to play some audio from Monday's Hang Zone. They were catching up on some things that they missed. They were out last week. There was a fill-in show in for them from noon to 3. And Dan made this claim.
Saw quite a ratings dip last week, by the way. I think here on the ticket, the Hang Zone broke the Ellie De La Cruz story. Right?
Yeah, we talked about him the day after, well, I guess a couple days after his debut.
Yeah. Do you think the Musers were doing that?
No.
They look to us.
Definitely not.
To learn how to do sports talk.
You know, it 100% comes down to video games.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
No. I was hosting Diamond Talk that night.
Wow.
So I heard that. I kind of tilted my head. And I was, whatever. Don't really care. I thought we had talked about it.
And to prove I don't care.
Yeah, so I get to the meeting on Monday, sit down, Bob walks in. First thing he says is, Hang Zone didn't talk about Ellie first. That was definitely us. Well, we've been on him for forever.
And who else
that's
did you hear? Who else did you hear
Bob
from?
First thing Bob said at during Why They Didn't Suck that day too.
Oh, we've got that also. But yeah, I heard from Justin. We talked about it before, and he's, I think Ellie was a top five prospect. He's an exciting player.
Yes,
John Boy has been on him for a while.
The Bob of Work in Progress, Monty, also checked in and took issue with Dan saying that so flippantly.
Yeah, so Bob brings it up in the meeting. It was clearly bugging him for a couple hours.
Hours!
And then we get into why today doesn't suck, and Bob doesn't let it go.
Hey, can I make fun of you? Can I make fun of you for something now that my buddy Bob's here?
Damn it.
Obviously.
For inventing Ellie De La Cruz?
No. No.
Boy, if you want to get the bullpen fired up.
We talked to about him before you did.
There's zero chance of that.
There's 100% chance of that.
Zero.
I'm back on Team Dan.
That's like saying, hey, I discovered this movie called The Avengers.
I'm just going to timestamp our audio. What am I doing? What am I wearing? What's going on?
You can't. We did a countdown clock to him being called up.
On this day in 1976,
here's 2 minutes later.
Rangers shortstop Toby Hara, what's his real name?
Colbert.
Played an entire doubleheader against Chicago without making any fielding plays.
What if it was Ellie, though?
No assist or putouts.
You don't want this smoke. I promise we have receipts.
You don't.
From the day after his debut?
Because, like, Work in Progress was on him first.
That doesn't count.
Oh. We didn't say Work in Progress. You said
on the station.
We said the Hardline and you.
And then R2K, or the show player, brought it to the Hardline.
Okay, prove it.
I don't care that much.
Ooh.
And to prove I don't care...
And Bob's been talking about him a lot off air. I was trying to think of the first time he was mentioned on the air on the Hardline.
I think Jake was counting on the fact that you don't take notes like Blake does.
Well,
aggressively type.
I know he made his debut on June 7th. I listened to Sturm Center that day. I remember he hit a big home run. I don't think it made the air. But a P1 alerted me, and he said...
Oh, the dirty P1.
He said, go back and listen to your first week. So this would have been Hardline 5.0's first week. This was almost exactly a year ago this week. This would have been Wednesday, June 29th of 2022. Corby was also on vacation.
Wait, are you guys archiving full shows now?
Oh.
We got it all, man.
We've got, okay, we've got everything.
I know Bob's game, and so Bob brought that because the Hardline didn't used to save anything past 3 days ago.
Well, let me play you the 4:15 segment.
I think Jake was counting on that.
From Wednesday, June 29th of 2022.
On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
4:17 back here on the Hardline. It is vacation time, so Corby, of course, back in Florida with the Wittens and the Romos on his summer vacation. But Bob and Dave and the other Dave. All here as the Hardline 5.0 rolls on. So I know it's Wednesday, so we always talk prospects in Major League Baseball. And the Baseball America 100 list for this year back in spring training, it's just as we hear Josh Young is moving up the charts, Jack Leiter, of course, doing very, very well. These prospects are what make contenders, you know?
Yeah, I think if the Rangers can somehow get a manager who understands young players and can bring along a guy like Josh Young, I think he has the potential to make a run at an all-star spot next year.
The other thing, Mino was talking to me in the break about some of my favorite players who are all big, strong Dominicans.
You like the sinewy black man from the Caribbean.
Pittsburgh's O'Neill Cruz has been one we've talked about quite a bit, and of course he's in the big leagues just killing it. And who else do we have out there? What other big, strong, long, sinewy, muscular Dominicans with plus speed and plus power do we have?
Well, we've got one in the minors right now with the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh,
his
yeah,
name
yeah.
Is Ellie De La Cruz.
So when's he ready?
I would say Ellie will be ready around this time next year.
Oh. So
give it a
probably,
little more time.
So probably the Reds and the Rangers could both be surprises next summer.
Yeah, because the Reds are pretty loaded. Man, tell you what, you start talking about the tall, plus speed, plus power, exit velocity, Ellie De La Cruz has shown at AA. I think the Reds might be, you know, kind of primed to be a quick mover up the standings.
Let me ask you guys a couple questions. Since we are a brand new show, this is the Hardline 5.0. It is our first week. We got some room to grow.
Loving prospects, though, you know?
Loving it. Yeah. Let's look forward to okay. 2023.
All right.
Since it is the NBA offseason, and I'm sure the Mavericks will be back in the Western Conference Finals next year, let's throw some hypotheticals out there.
All right.
What do you think is more likely to happen? The Rangers to be in first place by July 1st of 2023, or the Mavericks to make a trade for Kyrie Irving and they miss the playoffs completely?
Well, that's ridiculous. How would that ever even happen?
They can't miss the playoffs. It's impossible.
And then they're going to re-rack and reload.
I don't even see what you're saying, Mino.
Kyrie is a bad decision, but if he comes to Dallas, this is the best team in the Western Conference by far.
By far.
Well, yeah, you're adding an all-star to an all-star. You're adding to an all-time backcourt.
Yeah.
So if that trade happens, I'm thinking NBA title.
And the Rangers in first place? Come on. That's crazy talk.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
What do you think will happen first? Our favorite minor league baseball player, Ellie De La Cruz, will hit for the cycle in a Major League Baseball game, or Norm Hitzkus will finally retire?
Wow. I mean, I know we're all high on Ellie De La Cruz, so the cycle is a tall order, but I think that is more likely to happen because Norm is definitely shooting for 50 years in radio.
Yeah, he'd be one of the five youngest players to ever hit for the cycle if he were to do it next summer, but could he do that before Norm retires? You know, I think Norm might retire first, but let me put this caveat on it, Mino.
only by a couple hours before Dela Cruz gets his cycle.
Wow, that's specific.
Yeah, so I think I'm kind of feeling like a Friday in late June of 2023.
You want to put a bet on it?
For the double? What kind of odds can I get on that? Man, I got to tell you, if I get this right, Corby never comes back from vacation.
Deal.
Okay.
I'm in.
Nice. All right, up next, Jalen Brunson will re-sign with the Mavericks. We have 10 reasons why. Next.
The Ticket is the station where big-name guests talk
there.
Look
that's
at
proof.
That. That's
incredible. Documented
so,
proof.
Wow, you guys really have been archiving your whole show, haven't you?
We had some hits and misses.
That's,
we nailed the Norm retirement in the,
you know what?
In the cycle.
I kinda, that almost seems so outlandish that I want to call you on that, but I would not dream of calling you guys who are, have been friends for decades liars. I wouldn't do that.
The same
I do want to say.
The same day of Norm's retirement in the cycle. What are the odds?
That is really weird. But so 1 year ago this week, you're basically saying.
Yeah.
That the Hardline actually talked about that. I find that funny only because the early days of the Hang Zone.
Uh-huh.
We were actually calling ourselves Bad Radio. Do you guys remember that? Before,
wait, what?
We were still called Bad Radio.
Sure.
Blake actually went and found this audio for me today. This is, we're still calling ourselves Bad Radio. Mm-hmm. Somebody named Julie is working on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually found audio from, of mentioning Ellie De La Cruz just to prove you guys wrong. Would you like me to play it?
I would.
Okay, here we go.
And then here in about 15 minutes, we'll have the Corona line, Julie, because you can't stop me. But now here's Dan.
You can
to
do
talk
it.
Baseball. Because, of course, this is supposed to be opening weekend. I saw last night there was a bunch of, on that Twitter that I say could be gotten rid of, there was a bunch of chatter going on.
Is this a guy who got Kirk Herbstreit into some social media hot water? Or who is he?
Well, he is baseball's latest unicorn. He's a shortstop for the Cincinnati Reds. Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, how tall is he? You say his height is similar.
6'5".
Oh, wow.
There have been 7 infield throws of 95-plus miles an hour in AAA and in the majors. He has 3 of them.
Yeah, he looks fun. Just looking at him, he looks fun.
It's pretty incredible.
I think that's good stuff, Baseball Blake.
Thank you.
Okay, because
cool?
Coming up next...
Yeah, I want to give enough time to Joe Exotic.
We learn about the Tiger King here on Bad Radio.
Wow! Wow! Wow, it's weird. Parts of that audio sounded like it was recorded in a car, and other parts sounded like it was recorded in a studio.
Ellie De La Cruz and Joe Exotic together.
Man.
You know what?
Might have to apologize
to you. It might have sounded weird, but, I mean, you wouldn't call me a liar after knowing me
no,
for decades.
No.
Of course not.
The Dan I know would never do anything like that.
I'm going to do some more digging. I swear Bob has brought him up. I swear I remember being in college talking about this
guy. I'm pretty sure Bob
when he was
almost adopted him.
We'll do some more digging and find out.
Well, thank you, Dan. Very enlightening historical look at Ellie De La Cruz on the Ticket all through the years. We were all on him. Who knew?
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.